know everybody and their dog has a MyPillow discount code. I'm here to tell you, number one, a quick secret, all the codes are the same. Doesn't matter who you use. You can use a big site code or a small site code. You can get your code from Mike Lindell himself, and it will always be the same discount. That's something that, again, you know, I know that a lot of publications are out there. A lot of podcasts tell you, oh, you know, use this code for the absolute best discount. Technically, they're not lying. Because it is the best discount, it's just because everybody gets the same discount. I am here to ask you, my friendly, loyal, wonderful viewers, watchers, listeners, all of you, that if you use promo code JDR at checkout at MyPillow.com, you won't just be supporting a great company, a great America First company in MyPillow. You won't just be supporting a very strong patriot in Mike Lindell. You won't even just be supporting your neck with the wonderful, amazing products, like 150 different products there. Dog beds, pillows, of course, sheets, comforters, slippers, all kinds of good stuff. You won't just be supporting those things. You'll be supporting us, and we greatly, greatly appreciate all the support we can get. We're not the biggest show out there. We're not the biggest group out there, but you know, we appreciate every bit of support that we can get. So use promo code JDR at checkout and get the maximum discount possible.
Yeah.
Bill McIntosh show now on with Mayor David Rubin, formerly the mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He's also the person who founded the Israeli Children's Fund. An incredible organization that does a lot for children in Israel. He's the author of the book Confronting Radicals, he's author of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. He's the, like I said, he's the president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. He's the founder of that, that was established after he and his three-year-old son were wounded in a terror attack. His websites are www.rubinisrael.com. Rubin is spelled R-U-B-I-N. That's www.davidrubinisrael.com or www.shilohisraelchildren.org. So it's great to have you on, Mayor Rubin. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you again.
Likewise. It's great. It's been a long time. Listen, you know, there's this incredible pushback against woke ideological diktats from the government, Israeli government, from the Golani Brigade of Israel, had to do with blood donations and how parents are referred to. Oh my gosh! Hey, tell us about the story. It's amazing. It's mind blowing.
Okay. Well, first of all, there is a tradition in Israel to donate blood. Blood donations are, you know, we have wars. We have all of the usual health challenges that people have in every country, but we also have war and terrorism and other emergencies that many other countries don't have. So giving blood, donating blood is almost a national tradition. And soldiers do it very often because obviously they know what it is to be in a situation where blood is needed. So there were some soldiers from the Golani Brigade in Israel who were sent by their commander to donate blood. And this wasn't like they were ordered and said, you have to, you know, they were happy to do so. Yeah. So this entire unit went to donate blood. And when you donate blood, you have to fill out a form listing all of your information, your name, your address, your telephone, your mother's name, your father's name, all this stuff. And they were filling out the forms and they noticed the omission of the terms father and mother. Father and mother were not on the form. Now in Israel, almost everything has to be with father and mother's name. Even if your parents have passed on, you still write your mother and your father's name. So they noticed, these soldiers, young soldiers, they notice that the terms father and mother aren't there on the blood donating forms, and they are substituted with parent number one and parent number two.
Whoa.
Well, these soldiers were very upset about that. These are traditional soldiers who believe in the traditional family. They were very disturbed, and they actually refused to give blood. And they put out a statement saying, and I quote, "We call on the Ministry of Health. Do not." Now you have to remember the Minister of Health in the Israel, in the current Israeli governing coalition, is a very politically active LGBTQ person.
Yeah.
So soldiers put out a statement. "We call on the Ministry of Health, do not mix left-wing secular agendas with life-saving issues. We live in a Jewish state that values Israel's traditional family structure and character." Wow. So that it was a bold statement put out by these young soldiers. And you have to remember, most, I don't recall how many, but it was an entire army unit that did it together. And you have to understand, soldiers in Israel are usually, other than officers, they're usually between 18 and 23 years old. So you're talking about very young individuals, but they took a stand.
Yeah, wow. It takes guts, and I'm glad they did it. Because I have two kids in the armed forces of the United States, and they have to do stuff or they suffer consequences. And I'm glad that they did this. It's heartening to see that, because for a lot of us in America, we look at Israel and say it's an incredible country. You have the Orthodox, who are very extremely traditional, and large families. And then you have a lot of Reform Jews that they kind of fall off the map. It seems like they don't care about a lot of Jewish customs and traditions. So, to see this type of pushback based on their identity as Jews, we as Christians, we relate to that a lot. We think it's fantastic. We like to see courage like that. How was it? What did the government do in response?
Well, the government didn't do anything. First of all, the soldiers were actually mistaken. They called on the Ministry of Health. They addressed it to the Ministry of Health. But I guess they showed their youthful inexperience because it's actually the Magen David Health Organization, which is a semi-private organization. It gets funding from the government, but it's a semi-private organization, a health organization. And so they... were actually the ones who changed those forms. The question is whether they're going to respond by reversing the damage. Because frankly, if they eliminate father and mother and start all this nonsense, this gender confusion with parent one and parent two, well, I wouldn't donate blood either. And millions of Israelis would not donate blood in that circumstance, because we don't believe in gender wokeness. We don't believe in changing our traditional values and undoing our traditional values. So you'll find so many people who will not donate blood under these circumstances.
Well, it's great to see, and it's an important contribution to the worldwide struggle against gender confusion and foolishness. In your book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, you describe the far-left use of semantic confusion and gender wokeness to change America and the world. Do you deal with that very extensively in your book?
Well, in the book, you're saying? Yeah. Well, absolutely. I got into it quite a bit because that semantic politics is one of the most dangerous things. People are so focused on presidential elections And presidential elections are important, I agree. But most of the change in America has been done at the grassroots level. And the assault on the traditional family is one of the main damaging issues that has affected America in the recent decades. So it's critical for people to be active at the grassroots level, because that's where the changes have been made by the far left, and that's where the changes can be undone.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, to get the book, Confronting Radicals, you can go to Mayor Rubin's website, which is www.davidrubinisrael.com. Remember that Rubin is spelled R-U-B-I-N, davidrubinisrael.com, or go to Amazon and put in the words Confronting Radicals. Also, he's the person that's founded the ShilohIsraelChildren.org. So go to that site to help out. Fascinating things to see there and to contribute this great foundation that Mayor Rubin founded. It's a bridge for all people to bring them together. Thanks so much for being on the Bill McIntosh Show, Mayor Rubin. Godspeed to you and to all the great things happening in Israel. We got to have you on again to talk about so many fascinating topics.
Well, thank you, Bill. It was great to be with you.
Likewise. Okay, thank you, Mayor, so much. Hey, next time we got to talk Israeli wines and Israeli wine tours.
You want that wine topic, huh?
Folks, Bill McIntosh here, coming to you direct from Peru, of all places. Peru, by the way, in case you didn't know, is one of the biggest gold-producing regions of the world. It's one of the top silver-producing regions of the world. And the reason I came down here, it's a long story, but basically it was more manageable, more doable, more feasible to live in Peru. A dollar goes a lot further here than it does back in the States, although of my kids, four of them of the six are back in the U.S. of A. The expansion of the U.S. money supply in 2021 is unprecedented. In fact, in the past 12 months, 40% of the entire U.S. dollar supply since the beginning of the American Republic have been printed. That's right. This is absolutely unprecedented. This is reckless. This is foolhardy. And this tends to be inflationary. So what can you do? Hey, do what you can now to be able to protect the value of your assets and of your dollars. That's why I like to bring up www.ourgoldguy.com. That's www.ourgoldguy.com. Ira Bershatsky is the man, and he's the person that we've come to trust. He's got extremely competitive prices. He's extremely reliable, and he's somebody that many people on our platform have seen that he delivers consistently and reliably. So keep in mind a couple of important points. Precious metals have been around as a store of value since biblical times. Since the dot-com boom in 2000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone up 2 times. Now, during that same period, gold has gone up 4.5 times. From 2016 to 2020, gold and the stock market both went up. Historically, when the stock market, the U.S. dollar, real estate, and similar asset classes have gone down in value, gold has gone up, cushioning the downside, and most importantly, preserving your capital. When the stock market drops 50%, it has to double to get back to even. If a percentage of your portfolio is in gold, it may cushion the downside, and potentially you will recoup your portfolio value quicker. During inflationary times, like now, gold has increased in value as an inflation hedge. So, folks, you've got to check out www.ourgoldguy.com. And remember also, precious metals is not just gold, but it's also silver. That's an industrial commodity. Investors have invested in silver when they feel that there will be an economic expansion. There's a lot of demand for silver. So folks, go to ourgoldguy.com. It's very reliable, very competitive, and it's a great company. Ira Bersotsky is the person that we deal with, and he's somebody who's very professional and extremely knowledgeable. So go to www.ourgoldguy.com, ourgoldguy.com, and tell them that Bill McIntosh sent you.